News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
And good morning, North State. This is Thursday morning. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. You can jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com if you'd like to keep up with what's going on. Or please give us a call at 605-4567. This is Trish Clark. I'm standing in for Carl today, and it's just Trish Clark. So you better call us up on the phone. You may get bored with what I want to talk about. So if you've got something better, just jump right in there and give us a call. How are you feeling today, Bob?
Let's see here. I'm trying to still work on my transracial identity for today. I'll let you know when I make that decision. But what a weekend coming up. We have got a busy solstice weekend coming up. And during the show, we'll talk about some of the events and things that are going on through the next several days. But summer is officially kicking into high gear with the first day of summer on Sunday, Father's Day, Aviation Day, this day and that day.
And absolutely. And the Shasta District Fair is going on all this week, opening day yesterday. All kinds of events in and around Shasta County at many, many functions taking place, and it's warm, it's hot, but so be sure that you're drinking lots of water as you're moving around, in and around, to all these places. I kind of see where you're going with that, your identity. This whole political correctness thing has my head spinning. I feel rich. I'm gonna go down to the bank and I'm feeling like I'm a very rich person. So I'm gonna see if there isn't a bank account that I can go tap someplace. Because if I feel like it strongly enough, I should be able to write a check on, say, what, Bill Gates' banking account? What do you think?
One would think so.
Yeah, exactly. The trip that I took and was gone for a long time, I kind of didn't pay any attention to the newspapers or the TV or anything that was going on for almost 8 weeks.
You catch up in 5 minutes.
My mind is just a buzz with all of the things. I hearken back to a few years back when this new president came in and he said he was going to fundamentally change the United States. And I don't think any of us realized how quickly that could happen. We've been moving in this direction for some time, but the radical changes in how we act and how we think and how we are as a people are quite dramatic. Who would have thought that you could just say, I think I'm black, and be? Or the whole thing about the lady in her health club who complained to the management because she came out of the shower and there was a guy there. And she complained to the management that there was a gentleman in the lady's locker room, and she was thrown out of the club because he feels like he's a woman.
Yeah, yeah. And taking it to the high school level. I mean, if an adult wants to re-identify, fine. If a five-year-old, let's put him at the confused age, 11 or so, who are defining the world around them and themselves, and the state says, yeah, you can be anything you want. There are no standards. And there's the meta message. There are no standards.
Well, and let's go back.
Except the ones we tell you about.
Exactly. But let's go back to the whole thing. Oh, gosh, and I'm going to go back maybe 15 years when we started this. We're not going to agree to disagree anymore. We're going to build a consensus. We're going to build a consensus on everything we have. When we had the issues, harken back to the spotted owl, and they put everybody, tried to put everybody on both sides of that issue into a room and find the things that they could agree on. Get rid of all the bad stuff that you, the edges of everybody's opinion and find the things that those very diverse groups could agree on. So at the end of the day, what you ended up with no principles, nobody having a strong opinion about anything, and anything goes. So you walk out of there all going, well, we all agree to the fact that there are trees and that they are green. We don't have any idea that whether they should be cut or not, but we've thrown that away. We're not going to worry about it. We're just going to agree on the things we can.
You just let them rot.
And let them rot. And so now we either burn them up or let the bugs infest them. Our economy has suffered dramatically, certainly in the North State because of that. But there again, we build a consensus so we could all play nice in the sandbox together. And the political correctness just never ends. I think, If you even look at it, stop and think about, to try to tell a story about something that happened in the first part of the 19th century. You can't even tell the story because you can't use those words. You can't describe the things that happened because you can't use the words anymore. We've changed the words. You can't describe people the way you did then. Nursery rhymes are different.
Well, I believe George Orwell referred to it as newspeak.
Newspeak, okay. It means nothing.
Yeah, that if you and Orwell, of course, wrote 1984 back in the 30s. Boy, how prophetic those words! With the Ministry of Truth rewriting history to suit the current conditions, are we not there?
We are there. Pick up a book. A history book or a book that they're using to teach in our grade schools now. In kindergarten, and let me jump back to this whole thing about identity.
Heather has two moms.
Well, Heather has two moms, but she hasn't decided what sex she is yet. It's still up in the air in kindergarten. You don't want to have your children just playing with boy toys or just playing with girl toys because they may not have identified what sex they identify with yet. So we want to keep that open for interpretation and don't force them into a mode, even though you in your very outdated mindset think you had a boy or you had a girl. Oh, no. You can't be telling them that until they make up their own mind as they mature. So we want to leave all channels open for them. Mm-hmm. I think that's sick. I mean, that's insane.
It's certainly a brave new world, indeed, to switch to the other classic.
I'm sorry. I guess no one who knows me would ever have accused me of being politically correct in any manner. And I'm hanging in there. I'm going to fight it tooth and nail because I just can't. I can't say that this nonsense is okay. The lady who has identified herself as being black has falsified government records in her applications. Why isn't someone looking into that? Why isn't she in jail?
I believe that is being investigated, among several other things. According to a report I heard, the mind just boggles, and the more stories I read and things like that. But of course, even the news is the mainstream media is a packaged and delivered commodity.
Listen to I don't remember which lady it was, and it was something I just heard a snippet of, but she went on to say that, if she really could, maybe we can't say, maybe she really is black.
Hmm.
And it, in all seriousness, they're debating this, and to me, that's just, we've gotten rid of any absolutes, any positives in our life. Everything is subject to interpretation
or peer pressure
I get so tired of people saying to me, but you can't say that. Well, why can't I can say anything I want to. This is still, as far as I know, and you need to check it on a daily basis, but I believe that this is still America, and we do still have freedom of speech. As long as I don't go into a public building and yell fire, I think I'm clear, within reason, as long as I don't cause any kind of a what, trauma or public outcry as far as threat to safety.
Well, common sense isn't, but you seem to have a pretty fair dose of that. Hey, before we take the break here, let me go ahead and tell you that this portion of the program brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row. Shasta Regional is treating people well.
We'll be right back.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just gray houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And welcome back. It is 75 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking at sunny and hot with a high near 100 degrees. Calm winds becoming south to about 9 miles an hour in the afternoon. We're looking for mostly clear with a low around 68. Friday, sunny and hot with a high around 98, 60s in the evenings. Saturday, 102, so it looks like we're going to be right around that 100-degree mark, but not too much above it, and that's kind of pleasant. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Locally owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And let's go to the phones. We've got Charles on the line. Good morning, Charles.
Yes, good morning, Trish. The fundamental transformation goes on even further when we have this this agreement that's being negotiated in secret, and we've got multinational corporations, the same companies that incidentally were successful in castrating Indiana's religious freedom law. The same companies have their reps consulting Obama and others in the drafting of this TPP document.
The trade agreement
would effectively make us a vassal state of this of the. I think it's 11 now, 11 nations
yes.
now that are, you know, contemplating joining this super state.
Yeah, and you
I
know,
mean, founding fathers must be puking in their graves at the thought of something like this.
Well, and you're absolutely right, the fundamental transformation, because here we've got, you know, we worked really hard to try to get that Republican majority to take over so that we could stop some of this nonsense. And here now we've got the Republicans back there joining with the president to get the Democrats in line to agree to this stupid trade agreement.
Well, only a few chapters have any, according to WikiLeaks. Yeah, the only way we really know anything about the trade agreement is to consult WikiLeaks, because the president's not going to tell us the truth.
Well, and even I listened to some congressman yesterday who said that in order for them to find out what's in these documents before they vote on them, they have to make an appointment to go in, and they have a certain amount of time to go into a room and read the document. What the hell's going on? What the heck's going on back there?
It's not just that. They have to check their cell phones at the door, they have to check their cameras at the door, they have to turn in any handwritten notes so that they can't take, you know, they can't actually take notes. I mean, they can take notes, but they have to deliver them to whoever's guarding the document. And if they talk about what they saw publicly, they risk being investigated and perhaps even charged with divulging classified information, because the TPP document itself is classified.
I have no idea how in the world we got here, but we don't seem to be doing anything to stop it, and it's progressing in leaps and bounds and getting just increasingly worse. There was a thing. Charlie Reese wrote an article some time ago about the power of the 546 people or 545 people who make all these rules, and how 300 million people in the United States can't seem to stop them. Do you remember that piece?
Not particularly.
Well, anyway, I'm going to quote a little bit from it. Thanks for calling, Charles. It's good thoughts, and we appreciate your call. Let me refer back to Charlie Reese's article. He wrote it some time ago. I think it was his last column. But he talks about the fact that the politicians are the only people in the world who create problems and then campaign against them. There's 100 senators, 435 congressmen, one president, and 9 Supreme Court justices equate to 545 human beings out of the 300 million. And they are directly responsible for everything that happens. They pass the budget. We don't have any input into a federal budget. We don't have the constitutional authority to vote on appropriations. The House of Representatives does. We can't do the tax code. Congress does that. We don't control monetary policy. The Federal Reserve Bank does that, and that's appointed by them. And they can change it. But they spend the entire time explaining to us that in fact, they can't do anything about it. It's the other side. None of this stuff happens without their votes. There's 545 human beings who spend much of their energy convincing you that what they did is not their fault. They cooperate in this common goal and con regardless of their party. We have 300 million people, and somehow we can't control these 545 people. What's wrong with – is there a lot of apathy in this country? I mean, where have we gone that 300 million people can't control the actions of 545 individuals? Really makes you stop and think. Because they've got this down to a – this whole thing, the trade agreement that Charles just brought up – I'm just boggled. Boehner is bending arms back there, trying to get the votes to pass Obama's signature piece of legislation. Why doesn't the world stand up and go, what the heck? We're upside down. And yet, this is on the second page. It's not even on front page news. And nobody seems terribly concerned about it. I mean, I'm not here. What are we talking about? We're talking about the white lady who thinks she's black. And we're talking about Jenner and applauding him like he's some great individual. I don't know. We don't seem to have any bearings. They're doing important stuff back there. This trade agreement, putting how we trade goods under the control of 11 other nations, it's going to be consensus again. Do we have a veto ability? I don't know. Do we have the ability to opt out at any time in the future? I don't know.
So is this NAFTA on megasteroids?
I don't know. And that's the point. I was so fascinated with the conversation from the congressman who talked about, where's this transparency?
Was going to be the most transparent government in recent history, wasn't it?
I remember comments about putting everything out for the American people to look at and see before they voted on it. And now the people we've elected to represent us can't even see these documents because this trade agreement is considered top secret. How can we even...
I'm sure the Chinese know every detail.
I'm sure they do, I have a hard time getting my arms around the fact that other people are not as enraged by all of this than I am. I find myself unable to even think about it a lot or talk about it because I get absolutely hysterical when I think about how much we've given up in such a short time. And it makes me crazy.
We have Sally on the phone if you want to grab your headset there. Sally, welcome to Free Fire Radio.
Good morning,
Thank
Sally.
Thank you. Hi, Trish.
Good morning.
Yes, I just wanted to chime in about
Please
what
do.
You're talking about. Like you were asking, you know, we can't control our representatives anymore. And that's because when we try to let them know what we think and how we want them to vote on certain things, they just ignore us.
Yes, they do.
And conclude that they know better than we do, and they're going to vote the way they think he should vote.
Well, or how they get paid.
Well, yeah. Here's the sad part that bothers me, and I always hearken back to what I know best, and that's local politics. How do we wake up the sleeping masses to get them to understand that they've got to get up and go vote? They've got to register, they've got to get involved, and they've got to vote. 15% of the registered voters?
Not just I mean, on an issue like the TPP and the TPA, which they will be voting on again this week.
Yes.
We are trying to let our congressman know we do not want him to vote yes on this.
And
we're being told that he's already decided how he's going to vote. He voted for it the last time it came up, and he's going to vote for it again. Even though, you know, people like Chris Ann Hall, who's a constitutional lawyer, Orlene Cole from Eagle Forum, multiple numbers of people who are well thought and have written articles about it have warned, don't vote for this. This is giving away our sovereignty as a nation.
Well, not only our sovereignty, the Congress is giving up yet another one of their powers, and that is turning more its authority from the House and from the Congress over to the executive branch.
That's exactly right.
Leave our Constitution alone.
They have 60 to 90 days to either approve it or disapprove it, but they can't change it.
They cannot amend it. You're absolutely
right. And we all know how effective they've been so far. With stopping Obama's agenda.
If he can't pass it through Congress, he unconstitutionally passes it and we live with it.
Exactly.
And again, once more, back to my points from Charlie Reese, we can't do anything about that. The Congress is the only one that can bring him up on charges about his unconstitutional actions.
Right, and so they're left with just being able to do it in the court, sue him. And we all know how long that takes. He'll be out of office before anything of that comes around.
Thanks so much, Sally, for chiming in. I'm glad someone shares my frustration. And we're going to take a break.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors providing the most complete CCW training in Northern California for a limited time. NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. Register online at readingccw.com. or call NFI at 999-1822. The time is 7:31. This is KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Track day and night is Thursday, June 25th. Just think, you could be driving your own car on the Shasta Speedway racetrack. You'll get a full hour of track time plus an 18-point inspection of your car. You don't want to miss your chance to race your own street car on the racetrack. Not only test the limits of your car, but test your limits as a driver. You never know. You could gain some serious bragging points with family and friends. Run your car or one of the rentals. Get one full hour of track time plus an 18-point inspection. Only $75. It's Thursday, June 25th. 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Customized sessions, fast pass, novice, no experience, pace laps by reservation only. Go to Shasta-Speedway.com or call 530-515-8282. The Shasta Speedway track day and night is Thursday, June 25th, and brought to you in part by Coors Light, Blue Moon, Lithia Toyota, Tri-Counties Bank, Paint Mart, Napa Auto Parts, Anderson RV, Record Searchlight, Harvest Printing, Pepsi, Budweiser, Cicada Cantina, Applebee's, Logan's, Rock Auto, and this radio station.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
And welcome back, Free North State. This is KCNR, 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. If you'd like to jump into the chat room and catch up with the show, it's KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 530-605-4567. It's about 75 degrees and it's 25 minutes to 8 on Thursday morning. And I'm joined in the studio now by Bruce Blake from Powerhouse Solar. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Trish. How are you?
I'm well. And so, gosh, it's getting warm out there.
Oh, man.
And the energy, people are using a lot of energy. We've got to keep our houses cool this time of year.
This is a hot June.
It is a hot June.
Yeah.
And I'm fascinated by all the talk about energy that we've got right now. Certainly, it's on the front page every day about the restructuring of the REU rates and what have you.
Yeah.
And I just find it interesting that, like so many of the other things that we find that we do, when we start conserving, and people have been cutting down on the amount of electricity they use.
Yep.
You know, we're doing really good about, we're conserving water, we're conserving energy, we've been told that. And now it turns out that maybe we're not using enough electricity, and so now we have to do something different with the rates to pay for the generation. That's hard to follow. I'm using less and you want more money.
It's a little confusing, isn't it? Doesn't quite make sense. That's for sure. The utility wanted to do a restructure, and they brought it before the council, and there was a pretty strong public outcry and kind of a smackdown, actually. And the city council decided to postpone almost indefinitely.
As they do. I got to say. You know, if you don't want to make a decision, postpone it.
Yeah.
And assign it to a committee.
Yes.
And let them wobble around in it till everybody gets over there mad.
Right.
And then kind of slip it through on the consent agenda after you've made a decision that the committee actually made and just recommended to you.
Right.
It's
interesting the way it works, isn't it?
It tends to do that, and I don't like that process.
I must say that my faith in the system was a little bit renewed the other night, and I thought this thing was going to go through no matter what the public outcry was. But when people show up to city council meetings, it does have an effect, and I saw it very clearly the other night. And it was, the people that stood up, it was 99%. Were against the rate hike. And there was one that was absolutely neutral. It was kind of, can't we all just get along? And then and the one that was in favor of it was the old director, Jim Feit, of REU.
Yeah.
And but everybody else, to a person, was angry and was not willing. And so the council heard that, and they responded in kind. So...
I don't live in the city of Reading, so I'm just peripherally looking at all of this, but I just got to say that the message, if you use less and you have conserved, we're raising your rates, and if you're a big energy hog, we're going to give you a cut.
Right.
That message was, every time I'd read it, I'd go, this can't possibly move forward without somebody being killed.
I know.
This is just a bad message.
Right.
I mean, where is the, I've been frugal and I've been really cutting down on the amount of electricity I use. I should be rewarded for that.
Absolutely.
And if I'm using it hither, wherever I want it and not cutting back, I should pay a penalty for using more than I should be using. That's just kind of fundamentally, I don't know whether you were listening to the first half of the show, but I said all this political correctness and changing that we're doing is driving me crazy.
It is.
And this is another one where this just, what's wrong with this picture?
Right. I know. It's true.
So you've got solar, and that's I see solar panels out there all the time.
I know.
A lot
more
of people
more.
Are doing this.
Yep, it's exciting.
And this is one of those green energy kind of things that we're talking about.
Absolutely. It is. What's happening, the customer is choosing to provide their own power, basically. And the funny thing is that it's not, a lot of the utilities will look at it as saying they're being removed from the revenue stream, and that's not what's happening. The solar that I produce on my own home during the day is actually meeting the need of my home, and then it's spinning my meter backwards. And the power that goes backwards, it goes back into the grid, and it is being sold to my neighbor. The utility sells the power that I generated. And the beautiful thing about solar is that it's being produced during what's called peak demand.
Mm-hmm.
When energy is the most expensive for the utility to buy in the open market.
The times when they tell us, don't do your laundry.
That's right.
Don't do any of that. Okay.
That's when solar is doing the hardest work and it's doing its thing. And so the utility benefits because it's less power that they have to buy on the open market. You know, the REU has three full-time guys that all they do is buy and sell power on the open market. It's 24/7, and they exchange places, and then they buy and sell. And so on the peak demand, when all the air conditioners are running in the afternoon, during the week, all of the businesses are running and the air conditioners, that's called peak demand. And solar is helping offset that. And so all of the solar that's being put into the system is less power that REU has to buy from the open market. So it's not like that customer was just pulled out of the revenue stream of REU. They're mm-hmm. actually helping in that lessening the load. And it's called distributed generation, where they're actually distributing the power on a multifaceted level and lessening the load on the grid. So it's a very beneficial thing in a lot of ways to the utility.
I think that's very interesting. And there's so much great technology out there and all these things that we're doing with solar. And I recently was on a trip and the windmills across.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds of these great big windmills all across the way. And, whenever we do these kinds of things, though, they seem somehow it's controversial.
Yeah.
And there's always somebody who doesn't want us to go in that direction.
Yeah.
I mean, the windmills seem like a pretty natural thing to be out in the areas that they're in.
Right.
The big, vast, blow-you-over kind of valleys when
right.
you're driving a motorhome. And yet there's this opposition to the windmills that they're going to somehow hurt the atmosphere, hurt the birds, make a noise, create something that's going to kill you.
Yeah.
Always controversy about right. any step forward that we make.
It's true. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's just the way we're made. I don't know.
I guess it is. Yeah.
There's always somebody who's going to disagree with you about something. Unless we can just all build a consensus and everybody get along.
That's right. I know. I know. That's the big political correct thing now.
And I'm not politically correct.
There's
and that's
big
just
money
not possible.
In being
I agree
upset.
To disagree. Pardon
yes.
me?
There's big money in being upset.
Is there?
Big money in being offended.
It sure seems like it, doesn't it?
Well, that's, yeah. Probably. It's a profitable
yeah.
business to get in there and make waves, I suppose, and object to whatever's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, solar's been an exciting industry to be in and we're seeing more and more people do it. People need to be aware. They need to do their homework that, you know, all solar is not the same and all solar companies aren't the same. There is a lease now program. There's different ways of financing the systems, which have opened up the options for people. And all leasing companies aren't the same. So people, one of the things that's been coming down the pike is the realtors saying.
I've been reading about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. They're saying there's problems in the transfer of a new home or a home. And that is. It depends. You got to look at the paperwork of the lease. And so we deal with a company called SunPower, and they are extremely sensitive to public opinion. And so they've got full-time teams. They've done over 1,000 transactions in the sale between the new homeowner and the seller. And it's been super smooth. They make a big point of making sure that is a smooth transition.
And what happens, though, Bruce, if I put solar on my house and I sell my house to someone and they just don't want the solar?
Well, that is a possibility, but it is more less and less of a reality because more and more people understand what solar is all about. Sometimes we in early on, we had this knee-jerk reaction to a negative experience with solar hot water, possibly back in the 80s. And people say, well, I don't want solar. I had that in the 80s, and, you know, I don't want anything to do with that. Well, that's just not happening as much anymore. Okay. People understand the benefit of solar, and that if I buy a home that has solar on it, I'm going to be paying either a lesser, like if they go into a lease, that the payment to the lease will be less than they would be paying to the utility. So people are getting that more and more. So I see that becoming less and less of a problem. But there are different qualities of the leasing companies and what's out there. And some are more problematic than others. And there's some of the leasing companies, there's some that are claiming to be solar companies. But what they are really is they're finance companies that happen to sell solar as the tool to sell their financial package.
Okay.
Where on the ones that we work with, they're actually solar companies that manufacture the solar cell and the module, and they put the whole package together, and they use the lease as a tool to move their product. Okay. And it's a totally different mindset, and it's a much healthier place to be in, because one, you're getting the finest product in the world on your roof as that's generating the power for your lease, and then to offset your utility. The other, they put in the least expensive solar that they can get their hands on. And that's kind of the goal. They buy in huge, you know, containers from overseas, mostly Chinese panels, and they get them on the roof because there's so much money in the lease that they don't care if they fall apart or they degrade over time, which a lot of the panels do.
Mm.
So it's going to
– this is really one of those buyer beware kind of
– Absolutely.
Do your homework. Pay attention. Yep. There's reliable – quality companies out there to deal with.
Yes.
Check with a couple. Make sure that, you know, check with the Better Business Bureau, however you
Absolutely.
Do those things. But it's a good investment in your home, but be real careful how you handle it.
Absolutely. Perfect.
Thanks, Bruce, for joining us this morning.
Glad to be here, Trish.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
And good morning, Trish. I got this one. This portion of the program brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading, 222-2750. They are a full-service jewelry store providing the finest selection of jewelry in Northern California. That is Four Winds Jewelry. They are a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio, and we will be back.
Save the date, August 5th, Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care.
The annual Reading Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 5th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event, all ages welcome, with special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Reading Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more. Blood drive, blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to windriver.com. Contact Trish Stopers at 530-226-1734 or Jasmine Romero at 530-339-7462. Head down to Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 5th, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Reading Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Reading Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you. Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And our KCNR time now, 10 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. And a reminder that Red, White, and Tuna, a presentation of a two-man comedy play by the Green Valley Theater Company, will be happening at the Reading Grange Hall, also known as the Sons of Italy Hall, on Cedars Road in South Reading. That happens Saturday the 20th. Doors open at 6 and showtime is 7. Call 365-5978. Tickets are $10. All proceeds benefit the scholarship program of Reading Grange, 446. Now back to Trish Clark.
And good morning, North State. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com or give us a call at 530-605-4567. I'm here this morning holding down the fort for Carl, and I'm joined now in the studio by one of my favorite people I haven't seen in a while, Pat Keener.
Hi, Trish. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and you're here to tell us about the Energy Fair.
I certainly am. It's with great enthusiasm that the City of Reading and Reading Electric Utility announced our community's Energy Fair. This year, the 14th annual City of Reading Energy Fair will be held at the Downtown Promenade, which is the former downtown mall, on Saturday, June 20th, this Saturday, beginning at 8 a.m. sharp, lasting until 12 p.m. This event began in 2001, so this is our 14th year.
Wow. Wow. Time flies when we're having fun, huh?
We're having a lot of fun. It's been a great event. Again, we're going to be having some wonderful events for the young kids. Our bucket truck rides are going to be there, face painting, balloons. But most of all, we're going to have probably 30 local business vendors there promoting energy efficiency, promoting water conservation. Water, of course, is a very big talk this year. Our fellow utility RMU employees are going to be there talking about and demonstrating how to conserve water. So we're very much looking forward to this year's Energy Fair.
I think that we need to train everybody to live in an RV because energy conservation comes really naturally when you're just really truly limited to a small portion of water. It's just amazing how long you can make 20 gallons of water last.
I can appreciate that, being a former Marine and getting a 30-second shower, if I was lucky to get that one or two times a week or a month when I was overseas. I can appreciate that. And we do spend a lot of time. I know I've got three children. Sometimes I wonder how long they have to take a shower.
Yeah, well, you know, and there's a way around that. It's called an off switch. I remember when my son was in high school, and it took him a long time to figure out that we really didn't have a faulty hot water tank. It just was simply, I figured he'd been in there long enough, I'd just shut the hot water off. Darned if it wasn't quick that he turned that shower off.
I bet.
So there's more than one way to do things.
Absolutely. But the Energy Fair has been a tremendous asset for the City of Reading for 14 years. We always average between 3,000 and 5,000 folks who come out. This Saturday, we moved the time up a little bit. Usually we started at about 9, but we've moved it up to about 8 because we always had people there early. And it's going to be a warm Saturday. So if we can get everybody to come out who wishes to learn more about REU, what's going on out there in the community, the energy efficiency offerings that all of our vendors are going to be out there, and then the treats for the kids It's going to be a wonderful morning.
I understand that there's lots of rebates available for people with different organizations that are going to be there.
That is correct. In fact, REU, we've increased some of our rebate levels for a very short period of time so people can take advantage of some energy efficiency appliances. And you need to come out there and pick up the coupon that will allow you to get a little more on the normal rebate that we usually have.
You know, and if you, we're not suggesting that everybody go out and buy a new refrigerator or a new washer and dryer, but if you're in the market, and we know that those things don't last forever, so we're in the process of buying those new appliances, something that we all need to look at.
Absolutely.
And get the most efficient piece that we can get at that time.
Absolutely. And as you're out there looking at appliances, REU encourages you to take a look at the appliances that have the Energy Star rating. They're marked very, very easily found on every appliances. And if you're buying an Energy Star appliance, you're buying a very energy efficient appliance.
And that's good because that works for you. Then you pay less on your energy bill. We're using less electricity and energy. Sometimes I hear people say that those are perhaps a little more expensive units. Sometimes the more energy efficient ones and some of the cheaper models. But if you look at what it's going to save you in the electricity over the first year even, and certainly the life of the appliance, that it makes all the difference in the world.
I think you're absolutely right, Tracian. I think over time, the marketing of the Energy Star appliances, they become very, very competitive with those that are not. In fact, it's very difficult anymore not to find those that are not rated Energy Star.
And that's good. So anything else you'd like to offer about?
Just a reminder, this Saturday, the Energy Fair will be down at the Downtown Promenade beginning at 8 a.m. sharp, and we look forward to seeing you there.
Okay, what else is going on with the REU besides that? I was listening, because I live in Anderson, so I don't have a dog in the fight with this, but I mentioned in the last thing, I kind of admire the fact that that the council listened to the people on this one, and maybe that one needs to be reworked before we bring it back.
Well, you know, Trish, from my state, the council, REU made a proposal to conduct a rate hearing in 2 months. The council felt there are other priorities that needed to take place prior to REU coming back for a discussion, and the council made that decision, and REU will go back and do our day-to-day business and provide power to our community at the lowest possible pricing and with some of the highest reliability in the state of California.
And I am not clear. Was the direction from the council to rework the plan or just wait on doing anything for a while?
The council has directed REU to really not do anything at this time, other than conduct our day-to-day business. They are going to bring up this situation at their next priority session, which will be sometime January, February, March of 2017. However, they have asked us to come back and report if there are any other major changes in the electric industry that might have a need for them to find out more and act at that time.
Okay, because I mean, I'm looking at it just as an outsider looking in, and the whole concept that if I'm conserving and I'm using a lot less electricity and I'm at the bottom scale, you're going to punish me, and if I'm really using lots of electricity, you're going to give me a break.
Well, that
perception is everything.
It is. Trish, I think that can be argued both ways. Since 2001, when rates were at 7 cents. We were promoting energy efficiency. When they were at 8 cents, 9 cents, 10 cents, we were spending millions of dollars to promote energy efficiency. At 15 cents, we're doing the same thing. Well, and even going back to the proposal of dropping the kilowatt-hour cost to 12.5 cents, we would still be promoting energy efficiency because every kilowatt-hour that you save is a kilowatt-hour less you have to pay.
Yeah.
And the utility industry has changed tremendously over the years. And one thing the electric industry does not collect, we do not collect upfront costs when we put in homes, we put in commercial buildings, whereas all the other utilities, you pay a heavy fee up front. That doesn't happen with electric utility because we always built those fees into our rate base. Well, the economy is not there anymore. There's other ways that people are receiving solar, so we need to find a way of how to collect our fixed fees, the fees that pay for the power plants, the lines, the transmission, the poles, the transformers. And that's what we were trying to accomplish with this proposal. It's a difficult situation for people to understand. The kilowatt hours that we pay every month, that's the variable cost.
Yeah, so no, and this is that's what I was trying to draw out of you. There's always two sides to every story.
Yes, ma'am.
And so I think it's but the perception and the message, it's going to take some education to pay, because that you made excellent point. You're not collecting the money to build all that infrastructure. You're just paying. You're collecting the money to pay for the electricity they're using. Somewhere, you're right. Eventually, that's going to come to a screeching halt because you've got to pay to build the facilities. So thanks very much, Pat. Appreciate it. Remember, everybody, this Saturday in the downtown promenade, 8 to 12, go down there and find out all you need to know about electricity. We'll be right back after a news break.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Washington. Police have identified the suspect in a fatal shooting that killed nine people at an historic black church in downtown Charleston, South Carolina, as 21-year-old Dylan Roof of Lexington, South Carolina. Charleston Mayor Joseph Riley calls the shooting at the Emmanuel AME Church shocking.
This is an unfathomable and unspeakable act by somebody filled with hate and with a deranged mind.
The Justice Department is opening a hate crimes investigation. Also at SRNNews.com, a rock slide, including a large boulder, has forced the closure of a portion of one of Oklahoma's busiest thoroughfares after a night of heavy rainfall. It's Interstate 35 in Murray County. Highway Patrol Lieutenant Jay Clary says this rock slide is unusual.
I've been in this area for 13 years. I've never seen the collapse of this nature in the time that I've been here.
Murray County was one of the hardest hit areas as a result of Tropical Depression Bill. The Supreme Court rules that statements that children make to teachers about possible abuse can be used as evidence even if the child does not testify in court. Also today, the nation's highest court upheld Texas's refusal to issue a license plate bearing the Confederate battle flag. The House is poised to vote today on repealing the medical device tax, a widely unpopular provision of the health care law.
A tax that members from both sides of the aisle argue discourages innovation. Texas Congressman Michael Burgess.
The tax has also been cited by dozens of medical device manufacturers who have or are considering moving their operations overseas.
Colorado's Jared Polis says there are no easy answers.
That's SRN's Wally Hines. This is SRN News.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now, because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 8000. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 8000. That's readyforfresh.com, code 8000.
Republicans are running for the White House and will be in the spotlight at this week's Road to Majority Conference, which begins today. More from SRN's Greg Clugston.
This year's conference, which is sponsored by Ralph Reed's Faith and Freedom Coalition, features 10 officially declared and 3 potential GOP presidential candidates. Senators Marco Rubio, Rand Paul, and Ted Cruz are addressing the evangelical audience on this opening day. Organizers are calling it the premier event for people of faith and conservative activists. Greg Clugston, SRN News, Washington.
Cuba says it's expanding internet access by adding Wi-Fi capacity to dozens of state-run internet centers, and it's cutting by more than half the cost that users pay for an hour of online service. The government announcement is the first significant expansion of the internet in Cuba as part of historic easing of relations between the U.S. and Cuba. This is SRN News. Michelle Obama received a guided tour of the Italian Pavilion at the Expo 2015 World's Fair from Italy's First Lady and met with Italian schoolchildren. First Lady Michelle Obama, at the end of the tour, focused on food and nutrition and says she was touched by the demonstrations of the future of food production.
I couldn't help but think about all the issues that we face around hunger, around food deserts in our countries and places all over the world. And when you walk around this pavilion, you think the solutions are right in our grasp.
Mrs. Obama is leading a presidential delegation to the World's Fair organized around issues concerning food and nutrition. The government has agreed to provide millions of dollars in disability benefits to as many as 2,100 Air Force reservists and active duty forces exposed to Agent Orange residue. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Linda Kenyon.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And welcome back, North State. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. This is Trish Clark because it's Thursday. And I want you to jump into the chat room and listen to us at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 530-605-4567. It's 78 degrees in downtown Reading in our studios here. Sunny and hot with a high near 100 today. Low around 68 this evening. On Friday, we're looking for sunny and hot with a high around 98. 102 on Saturday and sunny and hot with 97 on Sunday. So a little cooler, not quite so hot. And the weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Locally owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And I've got a very special guest in the studio with me for this hour, one of my dear, dear friends, and this is Jane Quinn. She's the president of the Reading Computer Users Group, a.k.a. Cougar, and volunteer instructor at the Anderson Senior Center. Good morning, Jane.
Hi, thanks for asking me. I'm glad to be here.
This is an untapped resource out there that I think a lot of people are just not even aware that is available. So tell us what you do, Jane.
Well, my club is just basically seniors. And so we kind of branch off from those ones where you would run to get like Nerds on Call or Best Buy or something, or bring your computer to some source to pay for that little service that you can't figure out. So that's what our group does. We're kind of helping each other understand software and equipment. And so basically that's what our group does, our Computer Users Group of Reading. And you can find us on the Google us, and you can find us easily.
Tell us a little bit about your background.
Oh, my background. I worked at IBM as a systems analyst 1,000 years ago. And I became interested in computers when they first came out, PC computers. And I was just fascinated by the whole concept. And now I branched out to other devices, and then movie making camcorders and cameras and stuff. And I just can't let go of any kind of gadget I can try and figure out. So that's pretty much where I come from, is I just can't leave stuff alone. So so I had an opportunity to teach classes at the Senior Center.
At the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson.
And we have a great group of people there that offer a whole bunch of expertise in they have the Mac group, so if you're a Mac user and you have an iPad or an iPhone, have a super resource there. And if you don't know about the Mac group in town, they're called RMUG. You can Google them, and they also meet like us PC folks once a month and share their expertise. I also joined that club because I have an iPad, and I have been amazed at how many little tidbits here and there that I just pick up on a monthly basis from that group. And the same thing applies for our PC group. You can come into the classroom, or you can come into the general meetings, and you can find all this information that you're seeking, because we always, every session has a Q&A. So there's a Mac group that's on Mondays, and a genealogy group that's in there, and now we have Beyond Basics, which is my expertise. So it goes beyond branching out, you knowing how to use a keyboard and a mouse, assuming that you already get on the internet, but I'll show you other things, how to use the cloud, how to protect yourself from being hijacked by a browser, stuff like that will keep you just working peacefully and you know, so those kind of things. And the other class we had in past reference to this year, to give you an idea, we had a blogging class. We had a monthly Windows session on how to use Windows 8. So a lot of people came with their laptops and didn't know how to use Windows 8. So we taught them. Windows 7. Yeah, because Windows 8 is a real... I love Windows 8. It snaps up faster than anything I've ever had. I just love it. But people don't understand the nuances about it. So once I explain them, they really like it. So I can turn the person that hates Windows 8 into a person that really can use it and like it. They're talking about Windows 10, but I don't know.
Bob has a show on Saturdays.
I don't know if you've heard of Boomer Tech, but we've been following that story. And I think the big problem is that Microsoft made the assumption with Windows 8 that all computers were going to be just giganto smartphones, which, of course,
didn't happen. Right.
Because if you're trying to use a touch screen, your arm gets tired after a while.
Yes. And a lot of people have a big monitor. They hook up whatever the device is, and they have a monitor, a big screen monitor they can look at. They can't reach across and use that big screen monitor because it's a silly idea. Yeah, so. But getting, well, my group, I have a really good team. And it's not just myself. I got Barbara Benefield and Mary Guilford from the Mac group. I've got Skip O'Brien. I've got Alan Wright, Pat Day, Phil Graham, Bernice Bennett. And now we have a new Kathy Carteron, who's doing summer session classes. So a lot of our stuff is slowed down, stopped because of summer. But we have this new class we're offering throughout summer. And it's called Just Having Fun with Computing. And she'll teach you lots of entertaining sites, teach you how to have hobbies, even sites that will teach you how to use a piano at home, all kinds of things that you can do either by yourself or beyond Facebook. So these are social things you can go and do with her, and she'll show you those sites. So it's.
I think one of the things that a lot of seniors have gotten in, finally kicking and screaming, some of us, into a new smartphone, an iPad. I remember convincing you needed an iPad. I was so proud of that. And, of course, now she works circles around me on what she can do with it. But I got my iPad first, and finally she thought she was going to buy it for Mario, actually. Yeah. And then Mario just didn't want anything to do with it, but she's mastered it.
My husband, Mario, yeah.
Yeah.
He's good with that iPad now. I threw that laptop away, finally.
Good for you, Mario. I'm proud of you. But as I indicate, some of us come a little harder to this whole electronic age. One of the things I'm fascinated with and why I wanted to do this today is we do this 4 or 5 days a week down at the Frontier Senior Center. The schedule's available in the newsletter that we print, or you can call the center and find out about it. As you indicate, you can go online and contact all these different groups. There's a world of things to learn out there and to be a part of. We can kick and scream and say, oh, I just want to do it my old way, or we can become a part of this new age. What I appreciate so much with the classes down there is when I've sat in on some of them, I find that the instructor's there and somebody will come up with a question. And maybe it's on a device that instructor at that point really hasn't used that much. There's always somebody else in the class who will jump right in and say, well, I have one of those and this is what I found. It's a really incredibly fun learning experience to spend your time with these different groups.
Yeah. You can't get this kind of help in a college computer class because we do the one-on-one things that bother us every day. Prime example, a fella came in and had his cell phone, and he quit his landline, which a lot of people do, and all he had is a cell phone. Now, his son couldn't reach him because he didn't know. No one taught him how to take all the old messages off. So he maxed out in his messages. His son is in Sacramento going crazy. They can't reach dad. And so he comes into the classroom, and one of our friends, like you say, in the room has the same phone. So we figured we showed him what to do. And so he was happy. A lot of people we help like that, and they go away and never see him again.
And that's too bad, because the other thing about this class is it's strictly by donation. You don't have to register. You don't have to fill out a big form and promise to come forever or sign up for classes. None of that is necessary. The classes are scheduled, as Jane indicated. This is probably not the best timing as far as identifying them, because a lot of the classes are dark for the summer. Yeah. But there is the other new class that just kind of is going to be real fun about what you don't know and what you want to learn. Yeah. And so we're gonna take a break right now, and then we'll come back and talk more computer stuff after this break.
And, of course, we want to give you a reminder that coming up on July the 2nd, Wind River Casino and Resort, join Linda Bott for an evening with Lady Bott and the Bluebirds. She'll be singing and entertaining from 7 to 9 to wine, dine, and drink, wine, drink, and dance the night away.
Easy for you.
Yes. Element Lounge in Wind River Casino. That is July 2nd. And definitely check it out. They're going to have a special menu for that that's got all kinds of goodies. Elements Lounge. Give them a call, 243-3377.
It's Molly Kidd, and I'm taking over the radio this summer during On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not in the North State. Wine, food, music, and fashion. It's every Thursday night from 6 to 7. Listen in and find out where you need to be this summer. It's On the Spot, but with Molly Kidd. Special thanks to Dandelion Unique Gifts and Clothing, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here, inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have the buffalo chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Summer is on us at Reading Kia with 0% financing for up to 66 months, and Kia Motors will make your first three payments for you. This summer is on us at Reading Kia on Cypress Avenue in Reading, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchase.
It's free money. 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2015 Sedonas and 2015 Fortes and Optimas, and Kia Motors will make your first three monthly payments for you. Summer restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Reading Kia wants your trade. Get more for it right now at Reading Kia and get 0% financing for up to 66 months. And Kia Motors will make your first three monthly payments, plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, dealer document processing charges, any emission testing charges. Must finance to Kia Motors Finance for this special offer on approval of credit. Subject to prior sale. Ends July 4th.
Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. This summer's on us at Reading Kia.
ReadingKia.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
And welcome back to KCNR, 1460 AM Community Radio. This is Trish Clark, and I am joined in the studio this morning with Jane Quinn. She's the president of the Reading Computer Users Group. She's also an instructor at the Frontier Senior Center down in Anderson. And we're talking just about all kinds of things that are available for people to learn a little bit more about the devices they're using.
And I can jump in here real quick. I was having a little computer issue, and that threw me off track. I want to tell you this portion of the program brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. Outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. Warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air, call 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Some of the issues that happen, as an example, you're sitting at home, and okay, you've got your iPhone, and as you indicated earlier, a simple little thing like, how do I get these messages deleted off of here so I can continue to get more messages? Or it's not syncing the music like it's supposed to. Or, gosh, I can't get it to hook up to this. Those are all little things that sometimes we just can't manipulate our way through on our own. And it's expensive to call the nerds or the geeks or somebody, or take it in and try to find somebody to answer those questions. That's what's happening at these different meetings. So let's again go through a little bit more with, okay, the Frontier Senior Center, your class is on Thursdays.
True. It is.
From 1 to 3.
Yeah, correct.
And then you hang around the classroom from 3 to 5 just for people that want to come in and ask that one question.
One-on-one. Or if they're working on a project and they want me to hold their hand to do it, I'll do it.
And so, I mean, I don't know whether anybody realizes what a great resource this is. What we've got down there in Anderson is we have a complete lab. We have a big screen TV that they hook all their stuff up to. You can walk into that room. You can get the Wi-Fi. Everybody's hooked up. Everybody can be on the same page and working off things. And you just, all you have to do is wander in.
True. Yes, and ask your question. And there is no basic dumb question in this class, and that's just really wonderful because as seniors, everything keeps changing on us, and we really don't like the change, but we can't do anything about it. So we're going to have to just band together and help each other solve problems. And I have a lot of people that are really nerdy, you know, then they just can't wait to buy the new computer, and they're going to go out there and buy Windows 10, and I keep asking them why, and they keep telling me because they just want something new. So those people I branch off of, I learn from, you know, and so I just sit around and get information from them. So we pretty much, I'm the facilitator, basically.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Exactly, because we have, the motto down at the Frontier Senior Center ever since we opened has been that if we have two people who want to learn something and one person who wants to teach it, we'll make room for them. The computer thing has taken off so big that we have a whole room that is dedicated to our computer classes and the clubs that meet there. And so we've got really good equipment. I think it's fantastic because this hasn't cost, we have no government funding involved in what we do at the Frontier Senior Center. The lab that we have set up for the computers and all of that has been purchased and bought by this computer group pretty much as a whole. Anything that's purchased by the group is then becomes the property of the Frontier Senior Center, and we're able to use that for the betterment of any of the seniors that want to come in. And so you can't just drop in and use the equipment. You have to come to one of the designated classes at the time that there's going to be an instructor there. But it all kinds of possibilities. And so do we have somebody on the phone, Bob?
Well, it is, it's Terry. He's a little off topic, but he says this is very important. Apparently, the topic from last hour about the TPA, it's coming up on a vote, and Terry wants, I guess, some calls to be made to the appropriate people. Terry, go ahead.
Go ahead, Terry.
Okay, what's happened is the TPA has been moved up. The last word we had a couple of days ago was it was going to pop in July. They moved it up to today. So everyone needs to call Congressman LaMalfa and direct him in whichever way you believe this should go. And the phone number, I'd like to give it, if I may.
Please do, Terry.
202-225-3076.
One more time.
202 area code, 225-3076.
And I want to reiterate this. You know, I can't be convinced that if we flood the phone lines with calls to Assemblyman LaMalfa, or Congressman LaMalfa, he's got to listen to the people that he represents.
Okay, here's the reason why not, Trish. First of all, what we keep doing is, did you have any little boys you potty trained?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and you know how difficult that is. Well, what we do is we have people who run either unopposed or virtually unopposed. For example, in this congressional district, I think that Heritage marks it around a 10. 6 is good if you're an incumbent and can get elected, but if you're a Republican up here and you run for Congress, you're about a 10, which is off the charts. So there's not a lot you really have to do. It's sort of like we elect these people, and they're the little boy who walks in the living room, doesn't want to walk all the way to the bathroom, and he pees on the rug, and we give him a lollipop for it. And that's what we continually do with these folks, and I think that what we have to do is just make a phone call. For example, with the Boehner vote, I'd like to know how many calls they got that were saying, Congressman, please vote for John Boehner. All the calls, or most of them, I'm sure, were against it. And I know for a fact, I know 150 people that made phone calls. So if they're just saying, oh, we only got 30 calls, that's just not true. So
but
I
Terry,
would encourage people.
Terry, the only people that can change that scenario are the people that are listening to us today.
That's correct.
And when Congressman LaMalfa runs the next time, and we're told that he is the Republican candidate and there isn't anything we can do about it, we can all get off our behinds and we can support another Republican to run against him. That really isn't against the law, even though they'd like you to believe it is.
Well, the point is that, you know, when you're elected, you really don't have to do anything. I mean, you know, I know the congressman is for, voter ID. He's for that. However, he's got nothing to do with it. I mean, California, he's got nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
It's a matter of, and don't get me wrong, I like Congressman LaMalfa, but the point is that I'm getting tired of the placating. There's been 3 votes now. If he votes, I think if he votes yes on this one and gets more people calling in about the no, I don't really know how you begin to defend this stuff. Maybe we just need to be patted on the head because we don't know enough. But I just don't believe that's the case because I'm not sure he's read the bill. But you know what? We have. Every sentence, every line, that bill has been read.
Well, and it's important to note that I can't be convinced that it isn't important for you to call anyway.
Everyone needs to call.
Please call.
No matter which side of the issue you're on, unless you make that phone call and do something, don't complain about it.
That's exactly right. Thanks, Terry, for calling.
All right, Trish. Have a good day.
All right. Okay, so anyway, Jane, and that is important, that trade bill, that Congress is giving up authority to the executive branch that we should not be doing. Our Constitution has been cut in half and sliced up in the last 8 years to the point where we can hardly recognize the document. And we're turning over authority from our sovereign nation to a group that we don't even know whether we're going to have the ability to control in any way, shape, or form. And the idea that 10 other countries can outvote us on how we handle our trade is absolutely reprehensible to me. I can't even imagine that we're considering doing that. So please make your phone calls, whether you agree with me or whether you think it's a great idea. Please make your phone call, because it's important that our congressman hear from the people that, that elected him. So we'll leave that subject and go back to something that doesn't get my blood pressure running quite so high, and the fun stuff that we're doing with computers and the things that are there. Jane, give us some examples of the questions people come into the class with.
Well, the most fun I have is just helping people out. And one example I can bring up quickly is a fellow wandered in and he needed to get his Skype working on his brand new iPad that his kids gave him because he wanted to talk to them, and they live in Switzerland. So I stayed in the classroom. He came. I told him to come back afterwards. He came, and then we hooked him up. And so now, because he's in a facility where he can't really ask the nurses to help him.
Uh-huh.
So I set him up. He's ready to go. And so he walked away, and he's, you know, I helped him. I feel like I really got to help somebody.
And on a one-on-one basis, you just can't buy that. You know, you can't get somebody who will sit patiently with you and walk you through the steps to make and let you do it so you can learn while you're doing.
One field that just excites me as an observer of this stuff is the growing sophistication of what I like to call assistive technology. As we age, as we start getting to the point where we're needing more help, and that help, getting quality help, is getting more expensive and more difficult to find. There are lots of people who all they need is some sort of assistance in the home that is reliable, dependable. I mean, we're talking robotics or a voice-controlled system. I have a blind friend who is waiting for Windows 10 with Cortana to come out and get a few of the bugs worked out so he can do things like sit in front of his computer and say, I need to look up such and such, or I need to send an email to so and so, and never have to lay a finger on the keyboard because he can't see the keyboard. And these systems are sophisticated enough. As I can take this phone out of my pocket, I have a Samsung phone with Google Now, and I can say, I'm hungry, where's the nearest pizza? And it will actually, I mean, it used to be you had to type in a specific command, or the computer sat there and scratched his head at you. It will figure out, okay, you are here, nearest pizza places are here, and we'll rank them in order, and da-da-da-da-da. How cool is that? And that's only going to get more sophisticated. And for people with mobility issues or sight issues or you name it, it's going to make their lives a lot easier.
It's exciting. And once we can get specifically the senior population over the idea that, oh, it's all just beyond me, I can't possibly do that learning curve, actually, it's pretty simple at this point. You can it
yes,
doesn't take
it's really advanced.
A lot
yeah.
to really get in to operating one of these devices.
Right.
So
and you're so right, because people get so isolated. So now you have FaceTime and you've got Skype and then you've got Google Talk and you've got all these things that are available to you, and all you have to do is know about them. A lot of people don't know. So if you come to the classroom, or you come to join one of these clubs, which I really encourage.
And we'll talk about those clubs when we come back, because we're going to take a break, and we'll talk more about this exciting things that are available when we come back.
It is 80 degrees in Reading, and the weather in this update brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, and it is cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Locally owned and operated, senior and veterans discounts. Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Athens Avenue in Reading. 244-9478. Proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back. This is Trish Clark sitting in this morning for Carl and Linda. And hopefully they're having a great day with their grandkids out at the lake. And I'm thinking that's a fun thing to be doing. If you'd like to get in on this conversation, give us a call at 530-605-4567. And I'm with one of my favorite people, Jane Quinn, who is talking. We're kind of trying to educate you about all the opportunities that are available out there to learn about that PC or that Kindle or that iPhone or iPad or any new device that you've got that somebody thought would make your life easier and you can't figure out how to turn it on. We have your solution. So you talked about the user, the cougar that you belong
yes.
to. Let's get more specific about how they contact you.
Oh, okay. So here's a great opportunity. This coming Tuesday, which is June 23rd at 4 o'clock at the Reading Library, which is on 1100 Parkview Avenue in the Community Center, Community Room, we will be there. And our conversation this weekend or this new meeting is app. It's called App Mania. It's about all the iPads mania apps that you probably are not aware of that are fun. And we're going to have that for a whole hour, so that'll be a fun thing to do. So if you
and that's at the library.
At the library.
Anybody can come
walk
in.
Open. It's open. Be our guest and come and see what we do. And enjoy the conversation and make a friend. Learn what people do with their iPad, and it would also apply to your iPhone.
Exactly. So you're right. There's a world of apps out there.
Yeah.
Some of them not worth much. A lot of them free. That you can download to do just about anything. That it's amazing what the iPhone and the iPad can do, and this goes with other. I mean, if you have a Samsung or other device, you can learn about these same things, and they can flow over. So that's this coming
Tuesday
at the Reading Library at 10 o'clock,
June 23rd. at 4 o'clock.
Oh, 4 o'clock. I'm sorry.
4 o'clock. We meet at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. To give an example, the last meeting we had, seeking up a Samsung phone, one of the ladies came in from Macy's and heard about our group, and she had this problem with her phone. And I cooked her up with my other friend who has the same kind of phone, and they sat there for about 10 minutes, and she thanked everybody because she solved her problem. She didn't have to join the club, didn't have to join us, commit to anything, but we were – that's how we work. We just help each other get through whatever problem we have. So it's a good thing.
It is. I think it's marvelous that those kind of things can be taken care of that quickly.
I get people who complain about when they get a tablet or something like that. Well, why doesn't it come with an instruction book? Because the instruction book would be about a foot thick. That's how much stuff this thing does.
Well, I know, and I feel like I just use my iPad. I use it all the time, and I'm learning to when I go, oh, how about – as an example, this is fun. Because I did the chili cook-off with the Elks Club up at McLeod last weekend. Okay, so I'm getting all my stuff together, and I'm thinking, okay, now I got to cook this chili. So I go out into the garden shed, and I know I have a Coleman stove. Well, in my mind, I'm thinking that I'm going to use propane on it, right? I go out. No, it's got a gas tank. And it's kind of inside. This is old school Coleman stove. And I'm kind of looking at this, and my mind is going, okay, now I kind of think I remember a little bit. And I was about to call.
To blow yourself up.
Probably enough to blow myself up, exactly. But so I went, and I thought, I was about to call my son, and then I thought, okay, the last three times I've called my son for this kind of stuff, the first thing he does is go, well, Mom, Google it. So sure enough, I went on, and I Googled it, and this beautiful little YouTube thing came up that literally walked me through my old stove, exactly what to put in it, how to clean up the tank if it had been sitting a while, exactly how to pump it, how the whole deal. I mean, and here it was in this nice, understandable little YouTube that I could sit there and watch and walk me right through the steps.
A lot of home improvement projects are out there on YouTube that people have put up. And of course, anything that you see on YouTube, take with a small grain of salt. But there are some marvelous how-to, helpful. It's not all just cute cats anymore.
No, it isn't. So I was so proud of myself. Kept that story down and find out that it was not quite as reliable as I thought it was going to be when I got to the chili cook-off, and I was awfully glad that my friend had a backup stove for me. But needless to say, I didn't blow my head off. I was able to use the stove, and so, you know, it was all there on YouTube.
Well, it's so funny you mentioned YouTube, because there's so many things that are useful in YouTube. And if you come to the class, we'll show you how to find a really good YouTube video. And if you find a person that you like the delivery of instruction, we'll show you how to subscribe to that person and how you can get a series of classes together, and you could teach yourself at home. So you could make your own playlist of classes and repeat these things to yourself and learn them on your own. Or what's happened often in the classroom, they'll find that video and they'll say, just one little piece is missing. They'll say, and they'll like, the camera would go on the person's face, not on the keyboard. And he's like, what'd you do?
And you know, that's interesting because there was a point in this one where they were doing something with one of the things over on the side. And I went, oops, I should be able to see what you're doing there. You're telling me, but I can't see it. I'm looking at a different part of the stove.
Right. If you ever try to make a training video and see how intense it is to get all of the right things coupled up, you know, you can see one of those. If you read Julia Child, you'd understand that whole story.
That's, oh, exactly. Yeah. That was a great book. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so Jane, tell us some of the other things, the questions that people have come in to the classroom and that you guys have been able to solve.
Oh, well, not a lot, but often people would come in the room and they'll just watch and observe to see how people use their computer. And that's a good scenario. A lot of people would come up and ask me, you know, because they think I'm an expert. I'm not an expert at hardware, but I pretty much know what the average person would need. And so I always caution them, when you go purchase something, watch your nickels and dimes and, you know, just tell the person what you're going to do with it, and don't buy the high-end one, don't buy the low-end one, but kind of in the middle. And come and actually see what people in the classroom are doing, and then you'll have a better idea of what you're able to, what you should be buying. Because so many people have bought way too much hardware, and they'll never use it, and I kind of want to just trade devices with them.
Yeah, well, exactly. And be realistic and talk to the people that when you go to purchase something. You know, I'm not going to make movies. I'm not going to do this or that.
And
I'm not going
streaming.
To do.
You know, that's an issue if you're going to video stream. So wait a minute. So
now we need a whole lot more capacity and stuff. Are we? What are you going to do with your, you know, with your device? And then of course takes a couple of these classes to find out what's there. A lot of the senior population, I think, really gets into it because of their grandkids.
Oh, absolutely.
And
right.
And we want to be able to see what our grandkids are doing and communicate with them and get over it, folks. They're not going to write you a letter and call you on the phone. You're just not going to happen anymore.
Nor do you have to be embarrassed to ask your son like the seventh time, like, how do you do that, son? And you just come to the classroom, we'll show you. You could just meld with us and, you know, we'll, you know, show you hands-on how to get through stuff and actually educate you and get you more familiar with it. And 90% of it is just be more familiar with the screen. So often I'll tell people, just don't bring your 1,000 pictures. Just figure out how this free piece of software works with sample photos, and then you'll understand the process. And then you can go and grab your photos and all that kind of thing. So, I mean, that makes more sense. You first understand the screen that you're looking at, you know, and understand what's happening in the background with that. And then you can go on and make your project. But don't just dash out with 1,000 photos and try to deal with them all, because you'll make yourself sad.
Yeah, what I have to constantly remind my mom of, who has never met a computer she can't kill, is that when it's slowing down, stop poking at it. Because the more you poke at it, when it's trying to boot up, the more you're going to make it mad.
What is it with the click, click, click? It makes me crazy. I want to grab their hands and say, stop it!
All you're doing is ticking it off, you know, at that point.
Yeah, and making it more. Now, my thing, I mean, I'm a great believer, and this solves 90% of my problems. When I'm so frustrated I can't do anything else, turn
walk
everything
away.
Off, unplug everything, walk away, have a cup of coffee, come back, and then systematically put it all back together. 90% of the time, that solves whatever problem
well,
I
have.
Well,
tell her, when she turns on the computer, get up and go make coffee.
Yes.
Because that's about the amount of time it's going to take for it to go through all its little gyrations. Because if you poke it, and also don't have 57 toolbars on your browser. Mom!
So that's another thing we always stress, you know, when people come in and we go over maybe once in a while a session of that, the conversation will come up, the question will come up, why is my computer so slow? And to introduce them to the thought that every time you do an update, you have to be careful what's being installed in your computer, and when you see a million toolbars, as he mentioned, that's what has to happen before you bring up the internet.
Yes.
And the second question I ask them, or the first question I always ask, is, are you talking about the internet you're trying to use in your email program, or are we actually talking about the computer? So many phone calls. My computer doesn't work. And then
yes.
You break down that answer, you know, and then you find out that it's really the frustration with the email program or the browser. The browser's been hijacked.
And I think people need not get so frustrated. We recently just installed a new phone system at the senior center. And in the process of that very simple thing that everything was going to just flip right over, all the computers were going to work, all the phones were going to work. Well, no, not quite so simple. But they weren't major fixes on anything. But what we finally realized was that they had actually somehow installed a new printer piece in there. And so the printers that our computers were speaking to, that message was no longer going there. They'd put
it
in a new...
It lost itself on the network.
Exactly. The voicemail. All our messages were going to a new voicemail that they had installed that we didn't have any access to. And so instead of it going into our voicemail, it was hooked up to the old phone. All of a sudden, it wasn't. Instead of ringing six times, which we were all used to, it's now ringing four times and flipping into a voice box that we can't get to. So, but rather than pull your hair out when these things happen, take a deep breath, back up. It's a simple fix. just call somebody who has a little bit more information. So on that note, we'll take a break, and we'll be right back to wrap up the show.
And Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive is a sponsor for this portion of Free Fire Radio. Your place for great coffee and more at Espresso Joe's, serving caramel, macchiato, and every other coffee you can imagine. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in California, proudly serving the finest in your tobacco needs. That's Tobacco and Brew, T&B, where veterans always get discounts.
View 202 has something new and exciting beginning July 5th from 11 to 2. It's Jazz Brunch on View 202's veranda, the only restaurant on the river. Executive chef Dustin Heisler will entice you to explore his unique and delicious new menu with a new twist on old classics like brioche French toast and Belgium Freebird. Every Sunday, join me, Linda Bott, as I create a cool vibe on the veranda with my jazz ensemble. While dining by the river, experience fun cocktails like the Velvet Elvis, the Manmosa. Oh, and how about the Purple Cheetah? So come meet me at View 202 on the veranda for Jazz Brunch on the River, 202 Hempstead. Call 226-8439 for reservations today. Let loose every Sunday in July. Eat, drink, repeat.
And let me play among the stars. Let me see.
Cornerstone Community Bank is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Summer Baseball. The value of local banking comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor. When you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. So the question is, how local are you? Visit bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, as local as you.
Member FDIC.
Shasta Speedway's track day and night is Thursday, June 25th. Just think, you could be driving your own car on the Shasta Speedway racetrack. You'll get a full hour of track time plus an 18-point inspection of your car. You don't want to miss your chance to race your own street car on the racetrack. Not only test the limits of your car, but test your limits as a driver. You never know. You could gain some serious bragging points with family and friends. Run your car or one of the rentals. Get one full hour of track time plus an 18-point inspection. Only $75. It's Thursday, June 25th, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Customized sessions, fast pass, novice, no experience, pace laps by reservation only. Go to Shasta-Speedway.com or call 530-515-8282. The Shasta Speedway track day and night is Thursday, June 25th, and brought to you in part by Coors Light, Blue Moon, Lithia Toyota, Tri-Counties Bank, Paint Mart, Napa Auto Parts, Anderson RV, Record Searchlight, Harvest Printing, Pepsi, Budweiser, Cicada Cantina, Applebee's, Logan's, Rock Auto, and this radio station.
It's Lady Bott and the Bluebirds July 2nd in Elements Lounge inside Wind River's Resort and Casino. Join me, Linda Bott, as we embrace the American Songbook. My special guest will be Joe Larson on trombone, along with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and Bruce Kalin on bass. A special menu, Romance on the River, July 2nd. For your reservations, call 243-3377. See you there.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
And KCNR time is 8:51, 9 minutes in front of 9 o'clock, 81 degrees in Reading. And a couple of quick community reminders. Today is Thursday, Senior Day at the Shasta District Fair. Junior Swine, Pygmy Goats, and Rabbit Show will take place in the livestock area. There's Walk on the Wild Side, exotic cats and animals all day at the IGO Schoolhouse Lawn. Pee-wee Showmanship, 5:30 in the livestock area, and the Classic Cream Pie Contest, 7 p.m. at Trinity Hall, and Wildcard Brewing Company presents Hot for Teacher Van Halen Experience, 8 p.m. at the Reading Kia Grandstands. That's all taking place down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
In Anderson.
It is the Shasta District Fairgrounds, not the county fairgrounds, too. One more thing we want to touch on here before we throw it back, before I relinquish control. Aviation Day at Benton Air Park, dating all the way back to the 1920s. That's a great airport up there and a very vital one. Father's Day 21st, there's a pancake breakfast from 7 to 11 a.m., antique aircraft, experimental aircraft, ultralights, and the Reach helicopter. Helicopter rides by Air Shasta, $50 a person or $120 for a group of three, and free fixed-wing airplane rides available from Hillside Aviation, all up there at Benton Air Park this Sunday.
And welcome back. This is the final segment of the community radio for the North State Free Fire Radio for Thursday. You can join us by jumping into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Or if you have a burning question for Jane Quinn, give us a call at 530-605-4567. And we're going to wrap up. And I want to identify the Mac user group one more time. How can they get in touch with that group if you're a Mac user?
You can Google RMUG, R-M-U-G.
R-M-U-G.
Correct. And you'll find their website. And they meet once a month on the second Saturday at Don's Sandwich Shop at 9 a.m. And there's also, like our format, walk-in, guests are free. And see, you can ask a question. And like I said, I went twice, and I felt guilty asking questions, so I joined. And that was over last year. So it was great.
And all of these groups are intertwined with this group that it has banded together to give classes, different times, different subjects, different things down at the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson. And we're really kind of, I'm not really particular, I mean, you all know that I'm very connected with the Frontier Senior Center, but this really was an attempt to let the seniors in Shasta County know about the computer resources that are available for seniors. A lot of you have these devices. Your kids have given you a gift. It's sitting on the counter. You haven't even maybe turned it on. Don't do that. There are resources available for you to find out how to use these, how to be involved, and we encourage you to give us a call down at the Frontier Senior Center, 365-3254, or jump on the internet and look up any of these, the Cougar Group, Reading Computer Users Group, CUGR, or RMUG, or just call down there. Give me a call and I'll put you in touch with it. There's all kinds of things available down at the Anderson Senior Center, Jane.
Oh, I love it.
And many of which you're involved with. You're one of our greatest assets down there.
Well, I love being around there because there's just so many different things. And they have a dancing group besides an exercise group. So simultaneously when I'm having class, they have a dance group right next to me, which I just, if I wasn't doing the classroom, I would go and join the dance group. But, and also, once a month we have a breakfast, going to go dark for July, but the breakfast is a super opportunity for clubs to come and meet once a month. There's several clubs that come and they spend the time over food, solving problems, getting the agenda for next month. And so it's a great opportunity to socialize with your group. And so we have the car people, the wheelmen. There's a huge list of people that enjoy that vicinity.
And you have the big round tables where you can get your group together, as Jane indicated. You can solve issues, get your agenda together for the next meeting. And you're right. We'd have the wheelmen. We have the dance clubs that meet. We have a bicycle group that come in on occasion. It's a community breakfast. It's not just for seniors. So bring your family and your friends that come in, and that's on the first Sunday of every month, with the exception of July.
Right.
We also have in addition to the computer classes, there's quilting opportunities for ladies that like to do that. There's dancing, there's exercise, there's bingo. There's
lunch. You can sit there and do it, before class, after class, and have your friend go with your friends and have lunch right there at this facility.
Absolutely.
It's great. Yeah. And stay nice and cool inside, or warm when it's winter, or whatever.
And we do have a TV room down there. If you just want to watch movies, get together and be cool in the afternoon.
You have working air conditioning, right?
And we have working air conditioning. And exactly. So if you've
That's
got
big.
If you want a movie, we have Charter hooked up there. If you want to come down and watch TV. It's all there. We just need
you
to come in.
And a nice facility for the restrooms, too. I mean, a lot of seniors facilities don't are, you know, if I must say, sometimes they're built of elementary schools or something like that. You have a really nice facility. It's very nice.
It's a marvelous facility down there in the South County. It's open to all the seniors in Shasta County. There's no membership fee. Come down and be a part of what's available there. And especially, like I said, the whole computer thing. I remember back when I think we got a grant for a learning program to help.
And that table. We
it was through AT&T, and it was to help seniors who didn't couldn't read, and then there was the big table
for accommodating wheelchairs.
Exactly, and I thought, how much of this is actually going to be used by the seniors? Wow.
Okay, quick question. Not so long ago, I opened up my mailbox and I found the first AARP letter and went, oh. So define, as far as the senior centers, what constitutes a senior age bracket?
Well, different things for different programs. I think we have people from 50 on up down there taking part. I think the lunch program, you have to be 60 to qualify for the but it goes from 55. Your group,
we have a mix.
I think you've got from 50 all the way up to 90.
Yeah.
Involved. And that's pretty much standard across the realm. We don't make a lot of the dance. Some of the people that meet there, the dance clubs, they have different rules. But I think 55 is a good thing.
Now I'm there.
I gotta just throw in there
just
that
a boomer.
They just don't jump right in there on that AARP. Do a little research about the things that are available through different programs for our seniors. And I can't help but, again, I'm not going to be politically correct, check into AARP and the things they've supported. And they're not necessarily the friend of most of us seniors out there. Just saying.
Yeah.
About a minute to go. But, thank you for – it's good to hear. You know, my program, not to toot the horn, I got the start of the idea for the program – when I was coming back up the valley, I stopped off at Harris Ranch, and it was when the iPhone had first come out. And here's a guy who had to be 80 working an iPhone. I said, you know, there's a story in that. Because
yes,
that's when I was a reporter for the station across town. And out of that grew this show that takes the technology from the point of view of those of us who grew up with dial phones.
Exactly. And I just want to really encourage the seniors out there. Yes, you can use that device that somebody gave you two Christmases ago. Get it off the shelf, put it in your pocket, come down to the senior center, and have us show you how to make that thing work to your advantage. Open up a whole new world for you. Thanks for joining me this morning. This is Trish Clark. It's Thursday. See you next week.
Back down. The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The suspect in last night's church massacre in Charleston, South Carolina, has been captured. 21-year-old Dylan Roof of Lexington, South Carolina, is now in police custody in Shelby, North Carolina. The attack at a historically black church killed 9 people. The Justice Department launching a hate crime investigation. Attorney General Loretta Lynch.
As we move forward in this matter, my thoughts and prayers and those of our entire law enforcement community here at the Department of Justice and around the country are with the families and loved ones of the victims in Charleston.
Police say the gunman joined a prayer meeting at the Emmanuel AME Church before opening fire. Heavy rains generated by the remnants of Tropical Storm Bill unleashed a rock slide. It's closed a section of I-35 near Ardmore, Oklahoma.
We will have the interstate shut down at this location for an undetermined amount of